Welcome to Why Your Story Podcast. We are brought to you from the beautiful home of SVI Media here in Afton, Wyoming. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
Welcome, everybody. Hope you had a great holiday season.
We sure do.
I know I did.
I'm excited for 2023.
Keep talking.
I am. Like, very excited for 2023. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry. I just had to do that. That was really funny. So, 2023 is here.
Yeah. Do you have any goals?
I do. I have one goal.
What is that?
I want to be half the man I am.
Okay. Alrighty.
Yep. Yeah. I'm going for half the man I am. Okay. Actually, I don't know if I could get to half, but I want to be...
I'm going to be skinny?
Skinnier. Okay. I don't care to be thin. I don't like thin.
Yeah.
But I like to be able to fit in my pants.
Well, that's always good.
Yeah. So I'm going to... If you've noticed, there's no Pop Shop in front of me right now.
I noticed. No candy, nothing.
No candy, no Pop Shop.
No.
No, I had a salad for lunch.
Nice.
Boring is right. My life without Pop Shop, there's just no sustenance, I feel, in life.
Well,
there's that vigor to get up and face the day, you know, is waning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
But you know what? It's a new year. It's a new time. It's a new look on life. And
that's right.
There's still no sunshine.
No sunshine on my shoulders.
In our lives.
To make me happy.
Star Valley is kind of the fog pit.
Yeah, right now it is. Yeah. We went down to Utah Saturday night and it was fog.
In Utah?
Well, from here down to Evanston.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're in Wyoming.
Yeah, and Idaho a little bit.
And it seems like the minute you break into the Utah atmosphere.
The roads are better.
The sun comes out. You can hear the birds singing. The elk are frolicking in the sagebrush.
There was a dead one, but yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't frolicking.
No.
He was probably frolicking too much.
Yeah, you don't see as many dead elk as you do like dead deer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I do.
They must be brighter or something. Maybe because they're bigger.
Or they stay higher.
Yeah, they could stay higher. Yeah,
I agree.
But.
Did you get anything good for Christmas?
Yeah, I had a good Christmas. I did laser on my eyes. And so that's my Christmas. And that's my birthday.
Did you mean
LASIK? Yeah. What did I say? Laser.
Laser.
See, that's the secret.
I'm sitting here thinking of like Star Wars.
Yeah, you know, that's right.
Somebody did laser on your...
Zoom. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I got, pretty much.
So tell me about laser in your eyes.
Oh, it's kind of crazy. Cool. They just go in and I have like 3 more appointments and it's like a light sensitive thing with lasers. And then you go back again and you have to wear these little safety glasses in your house and when you're driving. And it's pretty attractive.
Is your... vision better now?
So much better.
Really?
Before I could read because I didn't have a contact in my right eye, and then I could see far away because I had a contact in my left. So for 15 years, I was like monovision, and now I can just see and read, and it's nice. I'm not doing this with a hymn book. Woo!
I was a little worried when you walked into the studio and said, "Hi, Duke," to me. I don't know if it's working. You might want to get your money back. I'm just saying.
Maybe I meant the Duke.
Yeah.
Old John Wayne.
I get that. Yeah, I get that a lot, for sure.
For sure.
What's that? My favorite John Wayne quote. Life is hard, but it's harder when you're stupid.
That is the greatest.
That. Isn't that
oh,
the
one? I love it.
That is the best quote.
That is so good.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you to our sponsor, Star Valley Health.
Thank you, Star Valley Health.
We've been busy in the ambulance service over the holidays, it seems.
I don't know what's happening, but it is that time of year.
Get into the hospital, get your checkup, get feeling better. If you need a scope up your rear.
Don't do it the day after Christmas. That was a really bad thing.
That's right. I forgot. We talked about that.
Not a good idea.
No, and you guys did the double, too. Mm-hmm. You were like holding hands the whole time.
Yep, it was.
You and your significant other, Stevie Wonder.
He really didn't like it, did you, honey?
So I think that's a great segue into today. So you know that you love your significant other, spouse, when you go and have colonoscopies together the same day after Christmas, don't you think?
Yeah, don't do it after Christmas.
And
yeah.
in the light of Valentine's Day,
yes,
I think you should. I think we should ask. We do have Steve in here with us.
We do.
Your husband. Mm-hmm. And I would like to hear Steve's perspective on the Valentine's Day colonoscopy date. What was that date like?
You mean the Christmas?
I mean, colonoscopy. Yeah, I mean the Christmas colonoscopy. I mean, that's a gift that gives for at least 6 years.
Well, you know how you pig out on Christmas Day.
Oh, dude.
So Mary Jo was smart. She had soup in the afternoon. I decided to have something a little heavier. So I didn't get cleaned out quite as well as.
So he has to go back.
Oh, no, Steve. You have to do it again?
In November.
Oh, yeah. Only a year.
We're not going to do it in December again.
But only, so what are you going to do? Like, do it the day after Thanksgiving now or what?
No. I just won't eat quite so heavy. We had prime rib the day before, so all that kind of stuff, you know.
Dude, prime rib explodes.
Yeah. Or does so it?
Prime rib is like TNT, I think. It's like so, TNT, you know, for a colonoscopy.
Pretty much.
Oh, God.
Not a good idea. Trying to save the deductible was kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you guys did the pills, right? You didn't
do the pills.
Yeah.
Didn't drink enough water, I think.
They might as well put a fuse on each one of them things. I hated them.
Pretty much.
Oh, I hated it. And MJ was telling me, "Oh, it's no big deal. It's I don't know what you're talking about. I really thought I was."
I still don't think it was that big of a deal.
In the clutches of death.
Yeah, I just don't eat a whole lot the day before.
Oh, boy. I love it. You guys are awesome. So, in the spirit of Valentine's, though, let's talk about you and Steve.
Okay.
So, tell us how you met. This is a Valentine's podcast. Everybody wants to know.
It's supposed to be PG rated.
Yeah, it has to be PG rated. I will edit it if it's not.
We met at a dance, and we were both going to different high schools. And he asked me to dance, and I thought it was kind of cute. And then it was during the time that Debbie Kent had been abducted from and taken by Ted Bundy. We didn't know that at the time.
Oh, my gosh.
But she was missing. And so he asked if I wanted to ride home. And so I called my mom, and the other two girls called their moms. There was three guys, three girls. And told them that we were riding home with one of our moms, which wasn't true. We're riding home with the guys. So we dropped one of the girls off, and we were coming back on this road, and a beer rolled underneath the seat. And I was like, oh, alcohol. So I rolled down my window, picked it up, and threw it out the window. And then right shortly after that, we got pulled over by the cops.
Was this in Steve's vehicle?
No, he wasn't driving. His friend was. And so the officer stopped him and asked him questions and could smell alcohol on the driver. Oh. And so we all got pulled into the police station. And we had to have our parents come get us. Oh. I think Steve's dad was in the state presidency. My mom was the first one there, and I told her about the beer, which saved my life.
Oh my gosh.
It totally saved my life, because we're driving down this road, dark road, and the beam of light, it like came from heaven, and there was that beer, and it was sealed. And I was like, I run out and show it to her, and she goes, okay, you're still grounded for a month, but that's better than a year. I mean, my goodness. Anyway, that's how we met. It's quite a lovely story.
Oh my word.
Busted on our first.
It must be only uphill from there.
I mean, it was only uphill from there.
You can't get further bad than going to jail. Did you ever once think that Steve was Ted Bundy?
No. I actually went to school the next Monday. That was like on a Friday. And told my friends I'd met the guy I was going to meet or marry. And I was only 16. But
oh, my word.
Yeah. 3.5 years later, we got married. And yeah.
So you were 16. How old was Steve?
16. He's a little older.
Oh, my word. You were just pups.
We were.
Just little pups.
Yeah.
My goodness.
So then we were kind of high school sweethearts, even though we didn't go to the same high school.
But then she stalked me.
I did not stalk
that, I believe.
You.
Tell us, Steve. Tell us the story.
So all of a sudden, she shows up at our church during sacrament meeting.
Oh, no.
And here she is sitting out here with her friend, Madeline. And there's Mary Jo. And she says, oh, we're doing a seminary thing.
Well, we were.
The Sunday stalker. What was it you were doing for seminary?
I don't remember. I'm sure.
She made up.
No, I'm sure.
I'm sure it was something not right on
That's
the up
so
and up.
Awesome.
Yeah. But then after that, it was still up and up.
Yeah. Then we went on dates, and her mom kind of put me in my place for sure. Because I think the first time I showed up, I honked the horn.
Come on, dear. My word.
So I kind of got on the F
Shame
list.
Shame on you.
Yeah. But it's all good.
Yeah. So, what was it, Steve, that solidified in your mind that you were going to marry this girl?
I don't know. She was different. You know, she definitely
That's true.
Beautiful young lady. She was, you know, funny, and I don't know. I could tell she had the right spirit.
Okay. So there wasn't anything that was just like, oh boy, I'm got to get married.
No, I don't know. Not then, probably.
Okay. MJ, what about you? Was there anything that made you want to marry this girl?
This girl? No, he was a guy.
I met this guy.
I think over time, we were really friends first for a long time, and we're still friends. And I think that was really big. And also, he wasn't confrontational. He wasn't like edgy or a bad boy. He was kind. And since I grew up without a father, uh-huh. I knew exactly what I wanted in a guy. And I dated other guys, and they just didn't have the qualities and his kindness. And plus, he was and is very hot and handsome.
There you go.
And yeah, we really became friends first, and then, you know, we got engaged and got married.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, Valentine's, what's your favorite story together as a couple?
Wow.
I don't know. We've done a lot. I mean.
We have. We traveled a lot.
We went to, when the girls were just out of high school, we went to China with my parents and some friends of Jamie's. And,
mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun.
Yep.
And did the tours with Chinese. And it was, you know, that was back in, 2000?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you see China going, wow.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, different.
And we went to Australia, I think, on our 25th wedding anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
25th or 30th. And that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Kind of went down there. And
we climbed the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
You put a parachute hooks on you and go up this bridge. I was really afraid of heights, and then after that I was like, this isn't so bad. You know, it was pretty cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
How many years have you been married?
45.
45 years.
45?
Yeah.
Okay, so from each of you, Steve first, what's the secret to being married for 45 years? Because most people don't make it that long.
No.
It seems like anymore.
I think being a really good friend, she's my best friend, you know, and no matter what, you tell her everything, what's going on in your life, you know, you're up front with everything, and, you know, you talk about money, which can be the biggest evil with everything,
mm-hmm.
marriage-wise, and I think just love her, and no matter what, we don't fight that much. We have our disagreements, and she gets mad at me about things because I make comments. But, you know, she blows it off, and we go on, I think.
Okay.
I guess I'm just too easygoing.
Okay. I can see that.
Yeah.
MJ, what about you? What's your secret to making it 45 years?
I think patience, and for sure, I think when you go through really hard things, deaths and things like that, and struggles, that you can either just be negative and blame it on something that, you know, blame it on the other person. But if you take responsibility and put that person first in your life, then I think it's lots better. And when I do get tiffed, I go on drives. So I'll just go in the car and then go around the block, and then I'm okay.
Oh, really?
I don't know what
that's
it is.
That's all you need to do is go around the block?
Oh, sometimes I have to go down a smoot. But most of the time, I just, I'm pretty good. It's not even that much, you know. I love nights that it's just him and I, and we're just watching something funny on TV, and we're just, you know, or in church when we're holding hands. And I love to see older couples that are sitting by each other in the truck or the car. I think that's the coolest, yeah. You know, after how many years that they've been married. It's so really cool. So I don't think there's a secret, but I do think that you have to not put yourself first, which is not normal for most individuals. I mean, most all of us are selfish. And so if you stop doing that, or, you know, you're more aware of it, and you look at that other person's needs, I think that helps a lot. So
obviously in 45 years of marriage, you've had some disagreements, and mm-hmm. you've had arguments, I'm sure. So what in your mind is the key of getting through those disagreements for couples? Steve? Steve first. I like Steve answers first. Because then he doesn't get coached, and you can't look at him. See, I can see you're coaching him with your eyes, and that's not.
With my laser eyes.
Your laser eyes. You're burning holes in Steve.
Well, I think just, you know, maybe realizing there's two ways to the story. You know, you might have made the wrong choice on what you said.
Okay.
That kind of thing. I think making sure, thinking back, well, okay, maybe it will. I need to listen to her side of it.
Are there still times, Steve, being married for 45 years, are there still things that you think, you know what, I was right on that?
Yeah, there's times. But I was laughing about how she parked the truck in here. I'm going, can anybody get by? But I don't want to say anything to her about it.
Okay, I love it. You've learned that. So you learned that. You learn that after 45 years, you don't question her parking.
No.
You just don't. There's just things you don't. Okay, MJ, so you, what do you think is the key for you to getting over these disagreements and arguments?
I think it's really important to admit when I'm wrong, because I'm not right most of the time. And just feel like I've been heard. I think that's one thing about women, that we want to be heard, you know.
Okay.
And then we don't need to carry on.
I love it. I love that advice.
We don't need to keep going on and on. I mean, once it's said, and then let's drop it, and let's not bring it up 2 years later. You know, that's not right. That's not right at all.
Well, you knew why that they weren't allowing women to be NFL referees. Did you know why? Did you hear about that argument?
No.
Because they were throwing flags on things that happened years ago.
But now you see them.
But they just want to be heard.
Yeah, yeah.
I get that. I like that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So some advice for young people out there, just make sure your spouse is heard.
Right, right. And the honeymoon stage, it goes away. And then you go into a different stage and a different stage. And when you have children, you got to make sure the children are taken care of, but that your spouse is still at the top. And that's really hard for moms because they're running them here and there, but you got to still remember, mm-hmm. you know, and keep that
whole family. What was something we'd always write on somebody? We have always had a thing where always.
Oh, when we go to, you know, when you wedding. Put, and they put your advice on wedding, at the wedding desk, table, we put, if you have to argue, argue naked.
Yes.
Because.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Truly.
And never go to bed, you know, mad at each other.
Yeah. You could still be a little irritated, but, you know, take it to the Lord and then say, hey, I need to calm down. Help me out here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's also the big one, is you got to take it to the Lord. We do our prayers every night and pray for all kind of things. And then we kiss and, go to bed.
Awesome. That's awesome. So what are your favorite things to do together, would you say?
Lately it's been watching these, you know, shows we haven't watched. So you're just one after another. Like, what are we watching now?
Like series?
Yeah.
Big Sky.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
watching TV series.
Yeah, those are fun in the winter when you're stuck.
Yeah, winter.
We love drives. We love to travel. We love anything outdoors. Love to be with our family. You know, just, you know, I do feel bad for people who don't experience family. I feel bad for them. But, you know, because that just is a joy. And so, yeah, I love to be with family. And we just like to do things together, you know.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Steve, what would you say is your favorite restaurant? If you had to pick one.
Well, we kind of like Mary Piglet's up there in Jackson.
I didn't say we. This is not a we.
I like it. I mean, it's a good place to eat. Okay. That's one of our favorite places to go. Or one. We've been.
None of this we stuff. I'm asking Steve, what your favorite restaurant?
Okay, Mary Piglet's.
Okay. MJ?
I think El Matador's in Bountiful.
Now, what is El Matador's?
It's a Mexican restaurant.
Ooh, yum. That makes me hungry.
And Mary Piglet's is as well up in Jackson.
It's a Tex-Mex.
And it's right in my top five as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Mexican, though, huh?
Or even Robantino's in Bountiful.
Oh, yeah. The pizza's the best.
Robantino's.
So that's great. You guys are liking the Mexican food together.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's right.
The little aguaves here is not too bad.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not bad.
Yeah. We like my wife and I like to go to agave.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
All right. What piece of advice? Okay, we've kind of covered the fighting thing. And what would you say is the thing that allows you to keep that spark alive for 45 years? Because you would think, I mean, in the society today, somebody gets boring and old, you know, after a few years. And it seems like they get boring and old and they just don't think it's worth it anymore. So what do you do to keep that spark alive for you two?
I think the element of surprise is fun. I remember one time I thought it would be fun if our girls were going to a young women's activity. And so it was just the two of us and he was down cutting wood. And I thought, oh, this would be fun. You know, we could be romantic. And so but we didn't know, one of the girls came back and we'd locked the door. And so she knocks at the door and she's like, I need my permission slip to go. And so Steve had brought a piece of 2x4 upstairs, a little, like 12-inch piece, and he put the permission slip on the piece of wood and handed it out the door and shut the door. And I peek out the window, and her young woman advisor was laughing her head off. She was like, what? So I think surprise, and not just surprise, but, you know, just always hold hands. It's okay, you know. Uh-huh. One time somebody was like, yeah, I think that's inappropriate to scratch your back in church and hold hands. Get a room.
Word.
And I'm like, no, it's not.
No way.
No, it's not. But anyway, that's my advice. What about you?
What about you, Steve? Come on, you didn't know you were going to be a marriage counselor today.
No.
That's good.
Well, yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Good to keep you on your toes.
Yeah. Trying to think to keep the spark. I don't know. It's just I'm stumped.
Okay, well, that's good. So you be thinking about that now, okay. Because I might come to that in a minute. How many children did you guys have?
Two
daughters.
Two mm-hmm. daughters.
So that's just like me. I got two daughters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So did you guys agree with how your children should be raised? Did you ever have disagreements on that?
Not really. I mean, we always made sure they, you know, were raised in the church is an important thing, at least the LDS church.
Okay.
And we, you know, always prayed with them and studied scriptures with them and all that kind of stuff. And we're hoping that that's the path they chose, and uh-huh. we were lucky enough that that's what they did.
Uh-huh.
And as far as we know, all the grandkids, we got, 8 grandkids,
mm-hmm.
and they're all pretty good as far as we know, and I know they read scriptures every night before they go to bed with their kids.
Uh-huh.
I think that makes a big difference on
mm-hmm.
how they act. So during the day.
Here's a question for you two. Son-in-laws.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I just can't fathom a young man coming to my house and taking my daughter on a date. But I still have a few years to grow and progress in that situation. But you obviously had to be okay with young men coming and taking your daughters on dates. Mm-hmm. Did you agree? Did you ever have any serious discussions on that front as a couple? On son-in-laws or guys that your daughters were dating or anything like that?
It helps when you're bigger, you know, because Steve's a big guy.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's why if you lose too much weight, you're just going to be, they're going to be like,
well, I got a big gun.
Oh, okay. That'll work. But
just
I think
your gun on your
I think a lot of them would kind of look at Steve when they would come. And we always had boys at our house, always, like big groups of them. And I don't know. We just got to know them personally, and they would come and
yeah.
hang out and become friends.
But you never had to step in, or you never had to say, hey, daughter, this is
no, I think they not. Made really good choices. I mean, there weren't anybody.
I mean, they weren't perfect, but yeah.
Yeah, there was a few that you know, they had those struggles, and maybe they were taken, was lied to by somebody that she was dating. And
right.
She found out later. And
right.
So.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then one of them was dating a guy. Well, she only went on a few dates with a guy that was in a rock band. And we were like, what? And then she got asked out on a date by a jazz player. We're like, what? Yeah. So
okay.
We just had to like say, hey, you got to watch for this and this because
okay.
they expect this and this.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So as we kind of wind up here, I have just a few questions left. So MJ, okay. You're first. What is it that you just adore or love about Steve?
I love his personality. I love his spirit. I love that he has the priesthood. I love his laugh. His laugh, he cries when he laughs, and I love it. It's so cute.
I got a high water level.
I love his kindness. I love that he cooks breakfast, like
okay,
this morning.
I only said one or two things.
Oh,
that was like
I'm
nine.
Done.
Nine. Okay. Well, that was nice. I like that.
Mary Jo has a great personality. She's always funny. She's always trying to make me laugh, and she's always, you know, I guess that's what keeps us going, is that she has a great personality.
Okay,
she always
I like
makes,
that.
Like laugh, and she, you know, and she worries so much about me, and she worries about the rest of the kids and the grandkids and everything. That's what she loves to, whatever she can to help them.
MJ, what would you say is one thing that just drives you crazy about Steve?
Bad crazy or good crazy?
Bad. It just drives you nuts. Still, after 45 years, it drives you crazy.
So when he comes home, he likes to put things on the counter, and I like my counter clean. I know that's really dumb.
I love it. No, that's perfect.
So I just move it and put it over on like a little desk area where it belongs. But okay. He does like to come and put his backpack and his coat and his keys and his phone. And then I'll just move him and his hat and move him back over. It's not going to change.
I love it. I love it. So, Steve, what is one thing that just drives you crazy about MJ?
That drives me crazy?
Yeah.
Oh, I think she can be a little ditzy sometimes. She forgets things. And, you know, and she has her black hole, the purse. You can't find anything in it. She tried a smaller purse, and that wasn't good enough. So she has this great big thing that she
I
can't
love
find
it.
Anything,
so. I love it.
See, it's the little things that
it
are
is. And
silly.
I feel like I can relate to those little things. I feel like that's something that I can relate to because
yeah.
I feel like with Megan and I, it's the same thing. We've always got those, just those little things that sometimes, though, they endure you to the person, you know?
Right,
it's what
right.
They drive you nuts, but in the same sense, it's what you love about them.
Right.
You know,
that's why we're going to do a two-part, because we're going to put you under fire here.
I don't know. We'll have to contemplate that, I think, in the future.
Okay.
We'll see what happens there. But anyway, that's wonderful. I felt like that's a really good Valentine's Day podcast.
Oh, awesome.
Well, thank you, too, for being here with us.
You betcha.
Mm-hmm. Steve, we always a pleasure seeing you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can tell you're really excited.
Oh, boy.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks so much for listening today.
Thank you.
Why Your Story podcast. Thanks again to Star Valley Health for supporting us. And also thank you to SBI Media, Dan Dockstetter, Duke Dance, Dow. Those guys are all great.
They're all great.
Have a happy Valentine's, everyone.
Happy Valentine's.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.